You are listening to Critically Minded.
Critical thinking for second language learners. We're your hosts, Dave
and Nick. In our earlier episode, we discussed the basic organization of arguments. We talked about how conclusions needed to be supported by premises, or, in other words, how you need to have reasons for what you believe.
And those reasons need to lead logically or reasonably to that belief.
So, a typical organization of a basic argument is quite simple. A premise, another premise, and a conclusion.
You may be wondering, why do we need a second premise? Isn't one premise enough? Why do I need two reasons to believe something? But in fact, it would be very difficult, and maybe impossible, to think of an argument with only one premise. One of the most famous arguments by the 17th century philosopher named René Descartes went like this. I think, therefore I am.
Actually, David, this example is far more complicated than it seems. But from a very simplistic point of view of the structure, we have, I think, that's one premise, and I am, the conclusion. But that's...
Yes, it looks like one premise, one conclusion. But arguments commonly have what are called hidden or unstated premises.
Oh, of course. The hidden premise or unstated premise. That is usually a premise which is considered to be so widely known that it is not necessary to say it. Like in our earlier episode when we said, Tom is human, therefore Tom will die. And we didn't directly mention the fact that all humans die, because it's common knowledge. Everyone knows that.
Right. So in this argument, I think, therefore I am, what could be the unstated premise? Well, an argument usually includes at least one premise about specific facts, and at least one premise about general facts. In this argument, I think, therefore I am, what is the specific fact?
That would be, I think, a specific person, for example, me, and what I do, which is think.
Right, that's easy enough. But what general claim is hidden in the argument, a claim so widely believed that it isn't necessary to say it?
I suppose that would be the general belief that only things that exist can think. And to return to the argument, I think, therefore I am, the unstated premise here is things that think exist.
I think, so I exist, that is, I am. Which is fairly obvious. Just think how boring conversations would be if we had to mention every fact again and again.
And that's why we don't do it. Well, not usually. Let's look at an example that has more connection to everyday life. We should not use PalSweet because artificial sweeteners aren't natural.
So what you're saying here is, PalSweet is an artificial sweetener. Therefore, it shouldn't be used. The spoken premise is that PalSweet is an artificial sweetener, and the conclusion is that it shouldn't be used.
And the hidden premise, which is unspoken, is that we should reject sweet things not found in nature.
Okay, so I think we understand hidden premises now. Say, Nick, at the party last night, why didn't Sachiko come? I wanted to meet her.
Well, you know the deadline for her graduate thesis is on Monday?
So, the party was on Saturday.
Well, you see, David, generally speaking, when people have extremely important deadlines to meet, they don't usually go out drinking a day and a half before.
Oh, I see. So, the hidden premise here is that Sachiko hadn't finished her graduate thesis, and that she needed time to finish it.
Spot on.
So, listeners, I think you can see that a hidden premise is one that does not need to be spoken, because most of us understand the situation.
By the way, do you remember we started this podcast with René Descartes? I think, therefore I am?
Yeah, and that the hidden premise was that thinking things exist.
That's right. Do you know how that ends?
Nope.
Well, René walks into a bar and orders a drink.
Wait, is this a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, René walks into a bar and orders a drink. The bartender brings him a drink, and after a while, the barman notices his glass is near empty. And so he says, "Another drink, Mr. Descartes?"
"I think not," says René.
And as soon as he says not, he disappears.
Okay. Which goes to show that some things are best left unsaid.
So, on that fascinating note,
this has been Critically Minded, Critical Thinking for Second Language Learners.